makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. Most everyone needs a laxative at some time or other, and when you do, there are certain things that you should know about it. To begin with, you should be sure that it isn't violent or disagreeable, and that it is correctly timed. X-Lax, being correctly timed, won't shock your system or throw it out of rhythm. It's mild, gentle, yet thorough and effective. In fact, it is just what a laxative should be. X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative, is good for every member of your family, young or old. Only 10 cents at any drugstore. Or you can save by buying the big family size for 25 cents. And now, may we remind you once more that the makers of X-Lax have an amazing gift for you, a Strange as It Seems book created especially for you by the world-famous John Hicks. It's fun, it's exciting, it's educational, and it's absolutely free. So write to this station and get your copy now.
The King Who Saw a Ghost. People do see ghosts. At least, they see what they think to be ghosts, but are really hallucinations brought on by sickness or mental disorder. King Bernadotte of Sweden had an hallucination which appeared to him when he went riding.
It's a wonderful day, sir. Look how the clouds sweep across the mountains.
Yes, Gustav. It is a lovely day.
Why are you so silent? Are you worried with affairs of state?
No, not affairs of state.
Can't you tell me, sire?
It's nothing. Nothing, I tell you.
Your Majesty, are you ill?
No, no. It's nothing. Nothing. Come, let's ride a little faster.
Your Majesty, it will tax your strength to ride so fast. Please, please.
Faster, faster.
Your Majesty, the horse is becoming excited. He may run away with you. Do be careful.
Very well, then. I'll go slower. Has it gone now?
Has what gone, Your Majesty?
She always appears to me around this time.
Your Majesty, your face is so white. Your eyes stare. What is wrong?
You will laugh.
No, no, I won't.
Every day when I go riding, about this time, I see a woman.
A woman, Your Majesty?
Yes. She always stands ahead of me. She never moves, but she's always in front of me. Always just far enough ahead, so I cannot pass her.
Oh, it's just an hallucination. Nothing to be alarmed about.
Yeah, that's easy enough to say. I know it's an hallucination. There's no ghost, but that makes it no easier to bear. Oh, I dread the thought of seeing her with a long red cloak and her bonnet over her face.
Is it someone you used to know?
No. No, I've never seen her before. I tell you, Gustav, I've often been tempted to give up the riding, except that I don't like the thought of giving in to her.
Perhaps we'd better go back to the palace, sire. You do not look well.
I don't feel well. After seeing her, I feel unhappy, exhausted. Oh, I cannot conquer her.
Oh, Your Majesty, turn back, please.
Very well, Gustav.
There now. You see, everything will soon be all right.
For you, perhaps, but not for me.
Why not?
See, ahead of us, there she stands again, in a long red cloak, smiling at me, smiling at me.
Strange as it seems, but true, although King Bernadotte of Sweden knew that the woman in red was an hallucination and had no superstitious awe about the figure, he could not rid himself of the sight of her. She besieged him to the end of his life. The child who went to war. Marina Yarlova is 9 years old. In the Caucasian mountain village where she lives with her family, the Russian peasants still talk of Peter the Great and Catherine, although it is now 1914. Suddenly, into the peace of their simple lives comes war. Cossacks ride madly through the streets, calling for volunteers to serve the emperor.
It means that your father must leave us. He is going to join the war at Baku.
What war? What is that?
Oh, Marina, darling, you are too young. It is war. They say Mother Russia is to fight the Germans and Turks. Your father must fight for his country.
Who are the Germans?
Oh, I don't know. Nobody does.
Oh. Goodbye, Tanya. Goodbye.
Oh, don't leave me, Sergei. Don't leave me.
I have to go, Tanya. Goodbye, Marina.
Goodbye. Are you coming back soon, Daddy?
I don't know, Marina, little one. Maybe yes, maybe never.
Oh.
Don't weep, Tanya. It won't be long.
Hurry up, Sergei. There's no time to lose. The Turks are already crowding toward our border.
Goodbye, Tanya. Goodbye, little Marina.
Kiss me, Sergei. Kiss
don't
me.
Hold me, beloved. Don't hold me. Let me go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Daddy.
I won't stay here. I won't. This war, what is it to me? I don't know what we're fighting for. They take my husband away from me, and I don't know what for.
Mother, please don't look like that.
I won't stay here alone. I won't. I'm going with him. If he dies, I die. I won't live without him. I'm going to follow him.
I'll come with you, Mother.
Oh, no, no, you're just a child, Marina. You can't go. Go stay with your grandmother. She'll take care of you. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to Baku if I have to walk there. I won't let him leave me alone. Never, never, never.
So will I. I, too, will go to Baku. I won't stay here alone.
From then on, the 9-year-old Marina's life is a bewildering series of terrifying weeks. A homeless child traveling in the wake of the departed soldiers and their frantic womenfolk. At last, she tries to find her father, who is already at the battlefront.
Oh, soldier, can you tell me where my father is?
What are you doing here, little one? You can't stay here at the front. How in the
world? I'm looking for my father. He's a colonel. His name is Yarlova. Where is he?
How should I know?
He said he was going to Baku.
Baku? But this is nowhere near Baku. You've got to get away from here. There's a plane coming.
Oh, I'm not afraid of planes.
Quick, child, get under cover. It's over us. It's going to bomb us.
But I want to
Quick.
Find my father.
Right
I want to find my father. I want my father. Oh, I want my father. Tell me where he is. Oh, the soldier's gone. I'm all covered with dirt. Oh, help! Help! Help!
Major, I found this child out near the front line trenches crying for help. She seems to have lost her family. What are we to do with her?
Are you looking for someone, child? Where do you come from?
From a village in the mountains. I'm looking for my father.
Where is your mother?
I don't know. They said she was dead. But I want my father. He's a colonel. His name is Yarlova.
Yarlova, eh? Sergei. Listen, little one. Your father is... Well, he is... Suppose you stay here with us.
But where can we put her, sir?
I'll arrange some place for her. We'll adopt her into the regiment. Would you like to stay with us?
Can I have something to eat? I'm hungry.
Of course. When did you eat last, child?
Last night a soldier gave me some black bread. Before that, I found a can of meat. It was blown open. It wasn't very good, but I was hungry.
How long have you been alone like this?
I don't know. Oh, my feet are cold.
Why, look, the child's shoes are worn through.
Can I sleep over there on the floor? I won't make any noise. I really won't.
Come with me, little one. You can have my blanket.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
The Russians retreat before the Turks on the Erivan front. Fighting a rearguard action to keep the Turks from capturing them, 13 Russian soldiers and 9-year-old Marina resolve on a desperate attempt to blow up some bridges.
Now remember, Marina, if you see any sign of the Turks, blow the whistle.
Yes, Captain.
You're a real sentry child. A good soldier.
Long live the Tsar! Down with the Turks!
That's right. Kiss me, child. You know, you're like my little girl. Yes. And remember, Marina, when I give you the order, go away from this bridge just as fast as you can go. Way over by that tree, you see?
Yes, I see.
We put dynamite under all three of the bridges. There's going to be a big explosion.
Yes, Captain.
What's that? Marina, something's gone wrong. That first charge exploded before I could give the signal.
Look, the next bridge is blown up. See?
Marina, the dynamite exploded too soon. This bridge is next. Run for your life. Run, run. Come, I'll help you over these rocks. Hurry, hurry.
My foot's caught. I can't get it loose. I can't get it loose.
Somehow or other, little Marina Yervlova managed to get to the hospital in Baku. For her act of bravery at the front, she received the Cross of St. George. Strange as it seems, 9-year-old Marina Yervlova was the only survivor of the 13 Russian soldiers who attempted to blow up 3 Turkish bridges during a retreat in the World War. After a series of unbelievable escapes from death, while fighting with her regiment and winning 2 other medals for bravery beside the Cross of St. George, this little girl finally escaped from Russia during the Revolution and made her way to Japan.
Come on now, be a brave little soldier. How many times have you said that, Mother, when you wanted your child to swallow some nasty-tasting, sickening remedy? There's a good little soldier. And down a protesting little throat goes another mixture that is worse than awful. Mother, that phrase has no place in your vocabulary. It's out of date, obsolete. When your child needs a laxative, remember that more mothers give X-Lax to their children than any other laxative in the world. Children actually love to take it because it tastes just like delicious chocolate. And mothers know from experience that X-Lax is not only mild and gentle, but so correctly timed that it won't shock delicate little systems. Yet, for all its mildness, it is effective and thorough. And don't forget that while it is ideal for children, X-Lax is every bit as good for the grown-up members of your family. So, remember the 6 words that tell the story. Mild, correctly timed, thorough, pleasant, economical. Every drugstore has X-Lax in 10-cent and 25-cent boxes. And remember, too, that the makers of X-Lax have a gift for you. A Strange as It Seems book by John Hicks. It will amaze you, and the children will love it. It's absolutely free. So just write this station now and get your copy. Where is my wandering boy tonight? Next broadcast, you will hear how it was once sung by some sailors who were reading it off a living music stand. You will also go to Sicily, where you can still visit Echo Prison. Why was it called this? You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, with original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. There is no federal law against lotteries.